Hello?
Yes, hello, this is Rudy, okay?
I'm calling hello, you with, Rudy.
Yes, I'm calling you with Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Would you be so kind to help me out, sir?
Sure.
Okay, I am speaking with Hunter, right?
Yeah, that's me.
All right, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Definitely.
Okay, and in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African-American, Hispanic, Black, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race, other?
I'm white.
All right. And what is your age, sir?
I'm 25 years old.
Thank you so much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Progressive.
Progressive. Okay, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's an interestingly worded question.
It is. You have four.
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on for each. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on, okay? As 10 is the most important, 5 is somewhat important, 0 isn't important at all. Okay, you can use any...
Say those options again.
10 is the most important... 5 is somewhat important, 0 isn't important at all, and you can use any number between 0 to 10.
Gotcha.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Okay. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
9.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
1.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Improving K through 12 education.
Say that again.
Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm going to say somewhat approve.
Okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100 on which 100 means that you feel very warm and affordable, favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, okay? And if you, the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
Uh, 75.
Joe Biden?
I guess 70.
70, okay. And Democrats in Congress?
I'm going to give him a 72.
Perfect. And
70 as well.
Okay. And now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the FDA and Drug Administration or FDI should be focused on. Okay, for each, I want you to rate a scale from 0 to 10, how important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Remember, it's the same as we did before.
Right.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
Zero.
Zero. Okay, and reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Okay.
And preventing underage tobacco use.
3.
removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
4.
4. Okay. And is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Strongly support? Okay. So would you say strongly support to that?
It is. Say it again?
Okay. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Would you strongly support? Some would support. Some would oppose or strongly oppose.
Are you asking whether I'm happy about that?
It's like considering this. Do you oppose or do you support the ban of federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavors? Like, would you say that you support that? It's like, is the question is,
okay.
Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21?
I would say I support that. Yeah.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support?
I would strongly oppose that.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefits or more harm to your own country? Would you say much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
I'm going to say much more harm.
Much more harm, okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adult 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
There are other issues more important right now.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus on its efforts? Prohibition. An approach that focuses on ending all tobacco by the banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes much less harmful, switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products. Would you say the first one or the second one?
I'm going to say the harm reduction.
Okay. And now I'd like to read you some of these things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, or virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. Okay, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
And the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales.
Very concerned.
Okay. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Very concerned.
All right. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay? Today, adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction.
going to say like an 8.
An 8, all right. And America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between our minority and white population occurs between some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a large target on minority communities where we might never return from. From a 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drugs trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. From 0 to
11.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Much more harm.
And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports the bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on the decision of who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much more willing, have no impact.
If someone supported that policy, I would be much less willing to vote for them.
Okay. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigarettes?
No.
Beer?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Okay. Cigars?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Wine?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Which is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From first to 11th grade, high school education, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
You said completed?
There's college graduate, which like your bachelor's degree or postgraduate?
No. Like the question is which level of education have I completed?
Which is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Okay, high school education.
Okay. And are you married?
Unmarried,
no. Living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Okay. And are you or any members of your household a member of a union or employee association? Applies respondent, applies household, or does not apply?
I don't know.
Would you say does not apply, like somebody in your household or...
I guess does not apply.
Okay. And How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or
yes.
No? Okay. And thank you so much for participating in the survey. Remember, your opinion does count. We're pretty much done here. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you.
Hunter,
appreciate it.
No problem. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as
thank
well.
Thank you so much. All right. Goodbye.